now, back to Jim and Randall for more Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
For a second, all the lights out went out in the studio because somebody was fooling around. Yes, but we're okay. We're back and we're alive. And there's no question about that.
Well, there is. There is a serious question about whether we're alive.
Well, let's take...
Particularly you.
Okay.
I mean, I feel can like I get this phone number again? Couple of weeks.
But that's about
you
it.
You look like it's
could
over.
Could go at any minute.
Right.
All right. 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. Anywhere. Toll free in North America. And if you're outside of North America, on a canoe in the Fiji Islands... You can dial on your satellite phone, 011-847-470-0937, and don't call us about any leaks in your boat. We can't help you with that. However, we can help your boat float.
Well, we'll float your boat.
Yes, we will. Now,
okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number four today. A law firm consultant is forecasting that there are bad days ahead.
Well, we sort of alluded, we just alluded to that.
Well, that's about their pricing, what's going to happen.
But what's going to happen is that, first of all, in the last 25 or 30 years, maybe around that time, as I recall, there grew up a whole bunch of experts on law firms advising law firms how to become meaner, how to charge more. And the worst offender of all is this Hildebrand company, or now called Hildebrand International. And they tell lawyers, look, get rid of him. Partner doesn't produce anymore. He spent his 50 years producing for you people, made this whole firm, but he's not working like he used to. Throw him out. Throw him out. Put him on a street. And that's what they did. Hildebrand's famous for that. And then and what's happened is they now are the experts. And so they say that this is the grimmest prediction ever written, he says. Layoffs can be expected at a number of law firms. And that's been reported in the National Law Journal, which is sort of like it's a lawyer's trade paper. It's really kind of a rag, but I get it. And, and it's like a legal New York Post.
Okay.
But they send a client advisory in which clients, again, are, you know, being very, very careful about spending for lawyers. They predict flat law firm profits at last, thank goodness, and at best, they drop of as much as 15% in profits at some partnerships. Now, some partnerships, the profits per partner may be $2 million.
Right.
So they're going to drop 15%. Can't live on $1.5 million.
No,
are you crazy?
Can't do it. That's the bonus.
$1,700,000.
Can't do it.
How are you going to live?
You can't live.
Man, don't expect it, will you please?
What's the use of living when you can't make $1.5 million?
Absolutely.
You might as well just jump off a bridge.
You should.
Absolutely.
And you know, how can you possibly eke out a living at $1.7 million?
Unbelievable.
It really is.
Oh, let's
so
go
they
to
say
the...
that they say 2009 is going to be a tough year. Well, it's not only going to be tough for you lawyers. Think in terms of the poor devil who's getting laid off by General Motors or by General Electric, or all the people who are losing jobs. Well, now, they didn't make $1.7 million every year.
Right.
And if you were smart, you put some of it away. But you probably didn't. You probably lived with all kinds of luxuries.
And extravagances.
Nobody
and all that shenanigans going on.
Right. Nobody ever said you guys were smart.
Right.
And
you're really picking on them today.
There's a little good news, however.
What is it?
Some of them, the bankruptcy lawyers and some litigation lawyers.
They'll pick up.
There'll be some regulatory work.
Oh, yeah, they'll work it in.
They may get busier.
But here's a person that really needs to get busy in a hurry. This Massachusetts lawmaker.
Yeah.
Okay? She was caught on videotape stuffing her bra
with
a bribe.
Yes, that's right.
Okay?
Now,
what is that all
well,
about?
It's an interesting story, and
it
I
is.
Think we'll tell it. Be quiet.
I promise.
I'll
put a zicker lock on it.
It was the night before
Christmas.
Okay, right. Senator Diana Wilkerson, who cuts a glittering, energetic figure around the Massachusetts State House, stood somberly in a federal court because she's accused of accepting $23,000 plus in bribes.
Oh, that's not much.
Including $10,000 to fund her writing campaign next week because she lost a primary election.
Oh.
And there's an FBI affidavit that includes a series of still photographs from a video recordings allegedly showing Wilkerson accepting money from an undercover agent.
Naturally.
And in one case, stuffing the cash under her sweater and inside her brassiere.
Which means she was busted.
She was busted right there.
That's
You heard the story of the bosomy bride. This is the bosomy bribe.
Boy.
Right.
Now, if you don't balance
some
money.
People are crazy. Remember the congressman kept some $90,000 bribe in his freezer.
He used to keep the money in the freezer and he used to keep his meat at the bank.
Well, this one is keeping the money with the meat.
Right.
In the bra.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Now, if you don't put that in there in equal amounts.
One could be lower than the other.
You could have a distorted view.
Why, of course.
Oh, and that could be a giveaway.
You could have a knee knocker happen.
Holy mackerel. But how much did she stuff in there?
I don't know.
About 28,000?
No, she didn't put it all in there. She
Where
spent
else
some of
did she put it?
I don't know. I'm not going to even imagine.
All right.
But, it's a very interesting case because this woman was quite a leading state legislature.
Yeah, she certainly
and,
was.
She had run for, her supporters naturally suggested that the senator, who has a long history of campaign finance violations.
Oh, she has a history
of
violations.
And personal legal problems.
Oh, that
is
too.
Being targeted by law enforcement officials.
Oh.
Now, let me make a suggestion to all of you out there. If you are committing crimes, yes, you are going to be targeted by law enforcement officials because that's their job.
Yeah.
They go after the people who do bad things. So you're going to be targeted. If you're going to be a criminal, you're going to be looked at by law enforcement.
That's got nothing else to do.
Well,
that's what they do.
She was very well respected for a time. as even the Boston Mayor Thomas Menino and Governor Deval Patrick said, Wilkerson, the first and only black woman to serve in the legislature's upper chamber, was cited as an advocate for the minority community, especially for access to public health care. Well, now she has access. She thought she had access to public funds and public favors, but she didn't. So now she's, up a tree, up a creek without a paddle. But a lot of money, eight payments of $5,000 to $10,000, trying to get liquor license for people, trying to help some corporation, some zoning stuff, everything.
Yeah.
So
she's working both sides of the aisle.
Great example.
All right.
Great example.
There you go. If you're going to put it someplace, put it in your wallet.
American democracy
at its best.
In action.
All right.
Put your money where your mouth is. Oops. 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 Put your money where your mouth is, but not in her bosom.
Nope. That's a bad place.
So that's where she put it. She put it in a brassiere, and what can I tell you?
And away it goes.
And away it goes.
Okay.
So long, Diana.
All right. Well,
you're off to the Who's Gal.
She is, and that's where
she is. Where they will give you a GI government issue bra into which you can stuff your government issue money.
Right. Here's an expert. We got one more before we go to our little segment here. I got time for one more.
Well,
this bite mark expert. This guy, you got a guy now. You got all kinds of experts in court, and now they have bite mark experts.
Well,
and what is that called? What's the
term?
Well,
no, that's not only for bite marks. There are what they call forensic odontologists.
Odontologists.
You heard of who's the guy that does the braces?
He's an orthodontist.
The word dent. Dent means teeth.
Teeth. Right.
From the Latin. When you bit, like into a car, you made a dent. So they call it teeth. And that's why you get the word dent, that sometimes is pronounced don't, which is the French derivative.
Right.
So an odontologist, then they have a prosthodontist, they have the
orthodontist.
Periodontist.
Right. Periodontist.
Does gum work.
Right.
He's a gum guy. I had a gum guy.
I had a question for you.
What?
Does that mean when you make pasta and it's a little hard, they call it al dente?
No, they call it al dente.
Al dente?
Al dente, because that's Italian.
And that means hard.
But it is al dente.
But not teeth.
Al dente. No, because you don't want it too sore.
Right.
You don't want mushy pasta.
No, you don't.
Come on.
All right.
With your name, you should know better.
Are you going to answer this question?
Oh, yes.
Tell me what happened
here,
because
what happened
people
here
lined
was,
up.
There was a fellow a forensic odontologist by the name of Dr. Michael West, who testified that certain marks on two separated, murdered young ladies, in fact, one was a three-year-old girl, you were a very young lady, that these were the marks of a particular individual.
Person. Okay.
Who was then convicted on his testimony.
All right.
And went to prison. And he said he was definitely sure that this these teeth marks belong to this particular defendant, two particular defendants, in two separate cases, and that he could tell that from the bite marks, and that they were definitely and conclusively matched to their dental records.
But as it turned out...
Turned out somebody else confessed to the crime after one of them spent 18 years in jail.
Oh, that's terrible.
And some other guy, I don't know how much time he spent in jail. I think he committed he was sentenced in 2002. The other fellow was 1992. And in these cases was simply not a case of sloppy forensics, but this is an intentional misconduct. How can a guy fabricate this kind of evidence, which
right.
he did?
All right. Is
and
he in
he,
trouble?
He wrote that there were 19 bite marks and were indeed and without a doubt inflicted by Mr. Kennedy Brewer, one of the defendants. Anyway, they're out of jail, and they're going to get a hearing and probably be dismissed the charges.
Oh, good for them.
There were no DNA connections either.
Okay.
DNA failed to connect the crime with these guys.
What kind of a jury was there?
Well, they listened to the guy said these were definitely bright
marks. He must have been very...
Juries can only judge on the evidence you present. If you fabricate evidence, you really corrupt the system, and it's a very dangerous
thing. He should go right to jail, not pass
go. This is a funny thing, but there are some people who want to bring attempted murder charges against them, because when you know what you say will convict somebody of a crime for which that person can be killed and will be executed, that they contend consists of attempted murder.
That's a very interesting.
And it's interesting. It's the first time a criminal that they've brought an attempted murder against a guy like this.
Interesting.
A forensic person who doesn't know his you-know-what from his elbow.
Well, he doesn't know
teeth from his elbow.
Right.
I mean,
well,
this guy's something. He's a menace.
Let's shift gears just a bit.
Not only that, he lifts.
That's right.
So,
to this
what does he know about teeth? I mean, some guys know a lot about teeth, but this guy knew nothing. His name is West, and it looks like he came from the East someplace because he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's got all these people. He puts them in jail and says, those are bite marks. Those are his bite marks. I could tell from his teeth.
Could you settle down for just a minute? Because
yes.
It's time for Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. Love staccato.
I do.
He's got a great sound.
Yeah,
anyway, Britney Spears' father will continue to control his daughter's assets.
Yes.
So says a judge.
All right.
Tell us about that.
Well, not really a judge. In California, they have what they call a commissioner.
Okay.
This kind of a thing, because it's what they call a superior court commissioner. And Commissioner Razor Getz.
Mm-hmm. She gets it.
That's a heck of a name.
Yeah.
Or goats. Remember we talked about goats?
Right.
G-O-E-T-Z.
Goats.
Some places.
Goatez.
Depends on what part of the country comes.
Right.
But, I hope she's not that goat farm.
No.
At any rate, Razor Goats has now agreed to make.
That's what I said. I raise a goat.
So show you raise a goat. So
I raise
she raise a goat.
I raise a sheep.
She raise everything.
I raise a goat.
She raise a
goat. I raise a heck with the old man.
Raise a heck with me. Where were we, ladies and gentlemen?
Raise a goats.
Partner slid into the land of Never Never. Britney Spears' father was heretofore appointed as a person.
That's right.
As a guardian of a person in financial affairs. And that was supposed to have, that was when she had, if she was admitted to a psychiatric
right.
ward.
Had an expiration.
Or
date.
One of the times she was admitted to a psychiatric
right.
ward. And it was supposed to expire in December, December 31st. But Razor Goats decided that Ms. Spears could use a little more help with herself. And she is not opposing it.
Right.
She's not opposing it.
Well, how long is it for?
This 26-year-old singer and entertainer and complete nut is now constitutes what would otherwise what is a lifetime arrangement. However, she can petition, you know, for changes later
better,
on. What
yes.
if she doesn't? I don't think she'll ever feel better. But she can petition for to be relieved of the conservatorship, which it is.
All right.
But the judge, Ms. Getz, who is the commissioner, as I said,
right.
Felt that based on a recent medical evaluations and her lawyer's recommendations, that the singer was susceptible to undue influence.
There's no question about
it. I think she's susceptible to a lot of things, but however, this is a good thing for her because somebody will take care of her affairs and
right.
keep those on the straight and narrow.
Well, at least they may...
Brittany on the
right.
straight.
At
narrow.
Least he might be able to protect her assets from herself.
Right.
All right. We got
right.
one more real quick one before we go to a break.
He can't protect her from Retza Getza. There,
no. Getza Getza. Razor goats.
Razor goats.
That's what I said. A razor goats.
Razor goats.
That's what I said. The two let pairs of, we stole a coat and the two pairs of plants.
That's all right.
All right. The razor goats.
Sure. Let her razor the goats.
All right. Did she razor the goats? Excuse me. All of a sudden, I became Chico Marx. I don't know what happened.
Pretty good job.
He came over. Just
well,
came over.
You know,
me.
You look a lot like him.
I do.
Of course, he's been dead for several years.
That's why on this show, I don't have a makeup man. I have an undertaker. All right. Last one here. Hey, listen, the judge, we got about a minute here.
Right.
Let's tell him what happened to Michael Vick. This judge has said, I'm sorry, you have to come in person. You can't show up by TV.
That's right. He wanted to enter his plea by TV.
Yeah.
Because why? Because he's already in jail in Leavenworth, Kansas.
Oh, is he in a, he's got 12 years in Leavenworth.
No, he got 23 months.
Oh.
To serve for that dog fighting on violation of the federal laws.
Now, he wasn't fighting with a dog.
Concerning dog fighting, which was a gambling situation.
That's right.
And also cruelty to dogs and people and everybody else.
That's right.
But he has also been indicted on state charges in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And that involves Virginia's anti-dog fighting and anti-cruelty to animal legislation.
Right.
And then he wanted to plead by...
Are you all right? Are you okay?
I don't know what I got here. A little agita.
Oh, okay.
From Razor the Goat. I mean, you raise it to goats, you get agita from them goats.
Jeez.
Take a look at the goats, will you please? So look at them walking all over the place.
No.
And I got to raise those goats. No wonder I got a hiccup.
I think we've been spending too much time with Mario, juiced in a time.
Juiced in a time.
That's the problem.
And so Michael Vick will now appear in person, probably on November 25th, and he will then be sentenced, probably have a suspended sentence, and it looks like 4 years of not having dog fights and not running around. You see, he was going to the dogs.
Right.
He used a razor to goats.
He should have
gone
to
the dogs.
He goes to the dogs.
So... That's the latest on Michael. And
I don't think he's going to be playing football for a while.
I doubt that. I doubt that.
Yeah.
23 months he can't play because he's in jail.
Right.
After that, I don't think he's going to be a hero to most people.
No.
A lot of people love dogs, including myself.
That's right. You
and
do.
And I love your dog.
That's right. You do. You have really struck up a friendship.
I love your dog more than you love your dog.
No, I wouldn't say that, but you do love him.
But you love the goats more.
All right. Well, we don't know what you love out there. We hope you love goats and dogs and your neighbors because it's nice to do that. What else are you going to do? There's very little else you can do today, folks, and that's about that. But you're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them, right? Is that the show we're doing?
That's the show.
Yeah, it wasn't Mechanics Who
Needs
Them.
That's the show.
We're going to take a short intermission.
Tonight is the show.
And then when we come back,
tonight,
my partner's going to put on his cap and gown, and he's going to answer some of your questions. So if you have one, call us, 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them, live on TalkZone.com.